Okay, so I'll just record this anyway. So it's the 22nd of November, World Crystal Skull Day, and we're gathered here at Arthur's Seat. So we'll start off by chanting Lem to activate the skulls, and then we'll do ask skulls to do a healing on the ley lines, a balancing of the ley lines and the energy portals across Holyrood Park. Because I don't know if those who've done skull workshops with me before will know this, but if you haven't done before, the crystal skulls hold the divine blueprints of Earth and how the energies should be. So they're a bit like a computer, and you think of all the computer programs, you know, they're very rigid in how everything works. So skulls know that. So we'll do the correction of the anomalies. We'll create the etheric temple of light to hold this etheric temple over the ley lines, and then we'll let the skulls do their work on the balancing of the male and the female energies. Okay, we're all happy with that. Does anybody have any questions at this point? Nope, okay, I think that's Eileen.
Here she comes.
Right, we'll just wait for Eileen because she's just coming there. So, it's okay. So, we'll just wait for Eileen. And so the crystal skulls will do that. So, when I say crystal skulls, I mean the ones like that. And then we'll get the balance done with the skulls, and then we'll use the dragon skulls to try and send transformational energy through the three ley lines. And then I've brought my unicorn skull, which is the Scottish serpentine one. If you've not seen the unicorn skull before, then that's the Scottish serpentine. So that's one is going to put the love into ley lines. So when you get your personal healing, when you're all getting your personal healing from...
You wanted to ask a question. Okay, we'll just wait a minute and then...
From the skulls then, that's the unicorn will be doing its healing. Oriel, what's your question? You just wanted acknowledged, didn't you? Right, okay. Hi Eileen, are you okay? You sorted? Right. That's fine. So we're just a way to start. Okay. So we're just going to start by chanting Lem and activating the energies of the skulls. Okay. So 1, 2, 3. Lem. Lem. So now what you want to do is imagine two grounding roots, one from each foot, burrowing deep down into the earth so that you're rooted, anchored, grounded and connected. And then you can tune in to a particular skull if you've got one of your favourites, or maybe you want to work with some of the ones that I've brought along or somebody else's, Ardmano, Shirling, whoever. Or you can just do them as a collective group. And we're just going to ask that the skulls now fully activate and that they correct any earth energy anomalies throughout Holyrood Park now. And just notice, feel and witness any energetic shifts that are occurring around you, under your feet, or through the crystal skulls. Thank you. And when you feel that's completed for you, you can open your eyes and come back round. Okay, did you feel any energy shifts? I saw the energy sort of swirling round, and I felt it, and then I saw Arthur's seat, and I saw this light coming out the top, and then I saw this massive big lion, like a rampant lion. I just came out the top and started running around the top of like the crags and the seat and everything, and that just looked amazing. And then it went deep down into the old volcanic plug, and there was a big dragon in there as well. So yeah, we freed a lion. So what we're going to do now is we're going to witness the creation of the Etheric Temple of Light, which will hold the codes of the new dawn for over Holyrood Park. Us, which include the Parliament as well, so new consciousness can come into the decision making for Scotland too. So again, just picking a skull or skulls, and you can tune in again now as we just ask for the Crystal Skull Conclave to create an Etheric Temple of Light now over Holyrood Park, Palace and Parliament. This is a space of fifth dimensional consciousness, holding the divine blueprints of the new dawn. Now we're going to connect into the three ley lines that we've come to work on. I'm going to ask Shirling to fully activate and to bring balance to these three ley lines. So those who are of a male energy this incarnation, if you can be balancing the male energy lines. And those of us who are female, if you're just embodying the female energies, and balancing the female lines. And as we bring the balance with ourselves as a group, Shirling says that'll balance the ley line structures also. And now we activate Refundus and the Dragon Skulls and ask them to send transformational light down through these balanced ley lines, travelling all the length of the three different ley lines that intersect through here. So you might wish to journey with the Dragon Skulls now, assisting and shifting any negative energy blockages along the ley lines, the dragon lines, particularly if there's any blockages at the nodal points where the ley lines cross. That's often where the energy can get a bit chaotic and built up. And now I'm going to activate the unicorn skull and ask it to flood the ley lines with divine love from the unicorn consciousness. And for healing on all those who are taking part, who are present, who are etherically taking part with us today, and those who are doing crystal skull healings around the world. So we just collect into the portals of light that are being created by all the different groups around the world on this day. And now Shirling, who's a multi-dimensional skull, is going to work on each of you individually to give you your individual personal healing. So if you have any intent that you wish to set with Shirling for the healing you're about to receive now from him, if you feel you wish to come and touch him, you can do that also if you think that'll help you. If you wish Admarno to work on you, also he's offering his services. He's a powerful galactic skull who does amazing healings for people. Now Shirling is going to speak. Greetings, 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 and thank you for gathering your soul light and your skulls present here today to assist with this great healing opportunity for humanity. Scotland is a country where enlightened souls are gathering. It is a country that will be leading the way politically, economically, and environmentally. And therefore this energetic healing work is of great importance, that we activate the dormant centres of light that have been portals that have been closed down awaiting for humanity's consciousness to increase. And now the time is so. Visiting these ancient sacred sites is of great importance, and we, the Crystal Skull Conclave, are one of the tools that have been brought back to Earth to assist humanity with Earth healing work. I am honoured and privileged so many of you wish to gather to take part in this. Namaste, dear ones. Namaste. Okay, so when you're ready, you can come bring your consciousness and awareness back round. It's a really powerful portal, so if you feel a bit dizzy or a bit sick, just sort of step back from the skulls a bit and maybe move about till your energy is sort of centre, because the vortex is still running. The crystal skulls in the centre are actually Scottish impact rock from up Ardamurchan way. So this is the first time they've done some energy work. I wondered why I bought all four of them. They were specially hand carved for us through Julie, so I was just waiting for them to start do their work. But they're some of the most ancient rock of Scotland that those skulls were made of. How did we find it? Could you feel the shifts? Quite powerful. Don't have to, you never really feel anything, do you though? You just trust it happens, it's fine. How about the rest of you who are... Lock and Tina, you come here quite a lot. It felt really loving, didn't it? Robert, first time with me anyway, how did you find that?
Good, no, very strong grounding process at the beginning.
Yeah.
Very, 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 grounding meditations are quite common things that you do.
Yeah.
But it was very, a very strong one, and it felt like a very strong
connection to the earth. Good.
Yeah, very good. And, yeah.
Good.
Good to bring hope to the prospect of Scotland's part in, in a more conscious future.
Yes. Yes. You won't know this, I worked for 5 years in the Scottish Parliament, but when it was up at the old Parliament for John Swinney, who's the Deputy First Minister now, worked for the SNP. But it felt significant we're doing this because this ley line, the ley lines we're working on today, one of them runs through the Parliament into Cairn Papill, which is out near Linlithgow.
Does it run through the Parliament?
Apparently so, and because ley lines move, they're not set in stone, they move and they wiggle, and doing work like this changes them as well. And so we're going for the solstice, we're going to go to Cairn Papill for those who wish to join us, take the skulls and do a workshop.
Where is it?
It's near Linlithgow. Do you know Linlithgow Palace, a very significant palace?
Yeah.
So it's one of the oldest. I'm trying to get, I was speaking to Gary Billcliffe today, who wrote the book The Spine of Albion. Yeah. He might actually come up for it, he said, if he can come.
Wow.
Because it was one of the most significant, it was an old stone circle as well, sort of in Neolithic sites, and it was an old, also the hospital, the Knights Templars Hospital was there, and it's a massive complex, and he said it was one of the, well, Cairn Papill, it's all about the breast of the mother. It's this really significant energy site, and I've just been waiting and waiting and waiting because I found out about it 2 years ago and I was like, when am I going to go? And then came, right, you're doing it this solstice. That's a Tuesday. So we'll do it during the day on the winter solstice, and we'll take the skulls and I'll channel through all the information about that. Obviously nearer the time. How did your shearling healing feel? Did you feel them? I asked for healing on my spine and then I was like standing really straight and I was like, my physio is getting me to stretch this muscle and I've not been doing my exercises and I've got to go back next week, and I was like, oh yeah, you really showed me I need to do those exercises to stretch that muscle. So that was quite interesting. Okay, so the next thing we were going to do was we're going to connect with this dragon that came through this morning. So it is the dragon of Arthur's Seat. And do you have a question, Audio? What is your question? What's your
favourite? Very good distraction.
You enjoyed the meditation, did you? Oh, that's good. Did you feel the shifts? Oh, that's good. And same. So, what we're going to do now, so we're just going to close our eyes and we're going to imagine that we are actually standing on the top of Arthur's Seat, which many people were today when we drove up. For those who are doing it distantly, unfortunately the road was closed for a running event, so we couldn't quite get to where we were meant to go to, but it's actually quite nice here because nobody's bothering us, so it's probably worked out fine. So you're just imagining that you're standing, all of you, even those down the world, on top of Arthur's Seat. You can sit down or you can stand. You're just going to check your grounding cords are still rooting you deep into Mother Earth. You're going to take your awareness to your heart centre now. You're going to ask for your heart centre to open up fully. And then you're going to call upon the dragon of Arthur's Seat to awaken for you. Feel his power. And he's offering you a transformational healing to help you clear the blocks to the next stage on your journey and your path as a light worker. And you can state these blocks to him if you know them, or you can allow him, because he may be aware of things you're unaware of, to work on you at whatever level you as a soul require just now. So enjoy your journey with the dragon. Now the dragon's each giving you a key. This is to help you unlock dormant earth knowledge at sacred sites around Scotland. Your key is each for a different site, and you'll be guided when the time comes to use it. You can ask now if you wish where the key is for, and you may get shown if you're ready. When you're ready, you can open your eyes and come back round into the sacred space. And move your legs and your toes and your fingers and anything else. I don't want any hypothermia on my watch. It's okay, I did do my outdoor first aid last weekend, so we're fine. So, how did that feel for you? You see the dragon? Feel you met the dragon? Yeah. Sorry?
Could just
feel the power of the dragon. Yeah. I got shown where my key was for. Did anybody else get shown where their key was for?
Mine was number 7.
You noticed it was number 7. Well, mine was, I've been to this place already, and I'm like, great, I get to go back. The Ring of Brodgar.
Excellent, I've got some stones for the other painting if you like.
Oh, yeah, it's great. A rink is from Orkney, so you know. So I'm going to be going off to Orkney again. Woo! Loved Orkney. Loved the energy of Orkney. So that's great. MD else? New Calnish. Off to Wishnell, did you? Well, there we go. Calnish.
And I've always wanted to go.
It's amazing. Have you? You've been. It's lovely. Lovely energy. I like it. Yeah, you went with me. You've been loads of times. You went in the womb, Oriel. You went in the womb.
When I was at the first encounter, I got swallowed by a dragon. I got swallowed again.
Did you get swallowed by the dragon?
Why are you getting? And it's like, I was in its tummy, and then it was like, just became it. So it's like, I am.
You are the dragon. Fantastic. Well, I feel I've had a big energy shift. I don't know about the rest of you, but I enjoyed it. So thank you for gathering. I'd like to get a group photo because there's a World Crystal Skull gatherings page that Joshua Sharapova was putting up, and he messaged me the other day saying, oh, send us a picture of your gathering. So he's probably the most famous Crystal Skull author. but you've probably never heard of him. But he is actually, he's American. So I'm trying to get him to come over to Scotland to do some work with us, which would be amazing. He's got some amazing, amazing skulls. So I'll get Arangus to take a picture of us. We'll probably stand away from the sun, so around the side I was standing at.
Straight into everybody's eyes, so
I know.
That
what do
bit
you think?
There is fine.
Yep, sort of over here. Right, Oriel, do you want to come in?
Get in the photo?
Where do you want us? Sorry?
So probably right here, he's saying, yeah, so it's not, sun's not in your eyes.
You can take the picture.
You can take
the picture. Right. Do you want to come in with us?
Can you come in?
No. Come on.
Oh, Oriel. You coming in, Arangus? Right, Oriel, see if you can take a picture. If anybody else has got a camera, they want a picture taken on then. Right, Oriel, you going to take the picture?
Come on.
Come on, Oriel. Quick, quick, turn round, take the photo. You know how to do it. Right, at the people. Photo the people.
He's getting the skulls first.
Right, okay. Right. When you're three, yes. And then the cars, yeah, the car park.
Oi.
Right, us, come on.
Yay.
Oriel, no, Oriel, if you want some TV later, I have to drive the TV. Come on. Yay.
What a joker.
So thank you for bringing your skulls.
Oh,
thank you for everybody who took part. I think I'm still recording this, so I'll switch off.